Great.
Well,
how are you?
Yeah, doing good, doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Lori, let's talk.
Well, we appreciate you having me on the air, because we sure would like to get it out for people in Hartford that would like to have their veteran honored for our flag project.
Well, let's talk about really what the project is all about. And we know we've got the order deadline coming fast, but for folks that don't know exactly what's involved here in the Hartford Veterans Banner Project.
Okay, for $75 and the application and a picture, we can get your veteran on a flag in Hartford. It's good for 5 years, and when the 5 years is up, then the banner will be yours. We're just trying to get it out, and I know there's a lot of people. We've had it out for a while, and we still haven't. We have more people trying to, like, I haven't heard of it. So we do appreciate you putting us on the air so we can try to get everybody out there that wants one to be able to get one.
Well, we'll certainly, obviously, we're getting it on the air now, and of course, we'll hit social media with this as well. But these are banners, much like you see here in Emporia during, you know, the Veterans Day month coming up in November, and these will be what, hung on brackets in Hartford, then, Lori?
Right. We got a grant to get the brackets, so we have the brackets, and so all we need is the banners. And we've gotten quite a few, but hopefully we'll get everybody that wants one will be able to get one. So,
how much space do you have for the banners right now, and where would these go?
Of course, downtown and poles around Hartford. We'll probably have to take turns and make sure everybody gets downtown, but we have enough for 50 applicants, and we have quite a few, so we think it's a success, but you know, we do want everybody that wants a banner to be able to get one.
So who exactly is eligible then, Lori?
We are not limited to anybody that lives in Hartford. We're just saying, you know, if you live in Hartford and you have somebody, a loved one that you want up there, you're fine. Neosho Rapids is welcome. Anybody that wants a banner is eligible.
And basically this
That's
is...
That's a veteran,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, a veteran or someone currently active in the military, right?
Active, yeah, or the veteran, yes.
All right, so how does this work? You have applications available where, Lori?
You can go take Susan at the City Hall at Hartford. We'll take care of you.
Okay, what's that number for folks?
I believe it's
392-5513,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, just stop by the City Hall office. And what exactly? You just need a digital photo. Is that how that works, Lori?
Yes, and you don't really have to have a digital photo. Susan can make one for you if you don't have one.
Okay.
So just a picture that you want on there. Haley at Cofelt Signs, we've been working with her, and she's been great, and she can fix us up.
All right, well, it's a great project, the Hartford Veterans Banner Project. And you're expecting, the first banners to go up this November then, Lori?
Yes. That's why we hit the deadline of July 1st. So we'll have plenty of time to get the banners and the brackets up, and we'll have it there. And around November, it'll be up.
Okay.
Pretty exciting.
So for $75, that's a five-year run then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
okay.
is.
Five-year
yes.
run. Then you're given the opportunity to purchase a new one if you'd like?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm. Kind of just basically like Emporia's.
Well, it's a great project, and we hope that all the veterans and active military personnel in the Hartford, Neosho Rapids area take advantage of this, because we want to see a lot of veterans' photos up in Hartford here coming in November. Anything else we need to add here, Lori?
I think we got it covered, hopefully. So just make sure you get it in there if you want it. So.
All right. Well, Lori, great job on the project. Keep us posted. Let us know if there's anything we can do for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Have a great day, Lori.
You too.
Yeah, Lori Fields with the Hartford Veterans Banner Project. The deadline to get your order forms in this Friday, July 1st, Chuck.
Okay. Don't forget here, we've got a couple more interviews before the hour is out. We've got the Newsmaker 2 officially coming here in a minute with Hitlinger Developmental Services Director Trudy Hutchinson getting an update on the Planting Hope campaign, which obviously has, well, pardon the pun, taken root the last couple of years. And then we have the Newsmaker 3 in just a second with permanent ESU President Ken Hush, his first on-air interview with us since he was formally named to that position last week.
It is 8:25. Stay tuned. Newsmaker 2 is next.
The 13th annual Denim and Diamonds Benefiting Newman Regional Health is Friday, August 5th at ESU's Webb Hall.